Chapter 29.
I can't believe it,
Brenwar said, grumbling from his saddle.
Fighting orcs without me, bloody elf. You could have gotten yourself killed. Would have if I hadn't come along and dropped down my warhammer.
The orcs had fled, and that had been over a day ago. I'd apologized to Ben several times since. I'd busted his ribs, put a dent in his armor. I'll never forget the look in his eyes when I realized it was him. Fear. Pain. I couldn't believe I'd done that to him. I just wanted to crawl into a pit, bury myself. I'd lost control again.
And you, dragon,
Brenwar said.
Like a fool, you run off. No plan, no backup. Not only did you hurt yourself, you hurt your friend. I saw that look in your eyes.
He shook his head and stroked his beard.
You could have killed him.
My mane dangled over my eyes. I couldn't even look at Brenwar. He was right. He could chew me out all he wanted. All the way back to the village. Back to Quintuclin. I deserved it. Brenwar rode along my side, the others much farther ahead. No one was saying much of anything. At least not to me. Shum had spoken to Bezog and Sasha separately, and I saw worried expressions whenever they turned to me. I'd freed two dragons, but I felt like I'd let everyone down somehow.
You can't be running off on your own, dragon. We've got to stay together.
Brenwar poked his stubby finger at me. I hated that. He continued.
And don't you ever, I mean ever, fight orcs without me. Old Potbelly ended up taking more of them down than me.
He growled.
Never again.
He went on and on, a thorn in my side. A nagging companion I wouldn't shed. A burr in my saddle. I kept my eyes open and my mouth closed. I paid no attention to the wonderful terrain and babbling brooks we passed. I didn't fish in the streams. I didn't eat a thing. Mile after mile, league after league, I just wanted to get Ben back to safety. He told me he was all right and there was nothing to forgive. But I couldn't forgive myself. I'd hurt a friend.
Never again,
I recounted in my head.
Never again.
Garrison kept busy tending to Ben and the others. He helped hunt, cook, and gather the wood. All the time he listened to their whispers, their worries. He rubbed the mystic earring. It was perfect.
How are you feeling, friend?
He said, helping Ben off his horse. The wiry country boy held his ribs and groaned.
I'm getting much better. That potion Sasha fed me really mended me. But I'm still sore.
Ben looked around.
Say, where's Dragon and Brenwar? They're coming,
Garrison said.
I think Brenwar's still lecturing them. I didn't think dwarfs talk so much, but when they start, they get on a roll.
He helped Ben sit down.
I'll fetch you some fresh water. No need,
Ben said, looking around.
I wish Brenwar wouldn't do that. I'm all right. Dragon's all right, too. He seems sad. I don't like seeing him so sad. Well, I'm sorry, too, Ben.
Garrison said, shaking his head.
For what? I never should have told you to grab him. But I thought that's what they wanted. Everyone was yelling at him.
Garrison sighed.
Should have been me, not you. Oh!
Ben said.
You know I'm faster than you.
He turned away, eyes searching for Dragon.
I know you are,
Garrison said, a sneaky smile parting his lips.
I was counting on it. Kryzak will be pleased.
What is it, darling?
Sasha said.
Are you still worried?
Bezak was worried. He was worried about Sasha, Dragon, all of Nelsimbor. The encounter with the orcs filled him with fear. Dragon's eyes had been wild, filled with lust and power. Dragon had almost killed Ben, and there was something else that he and the rest of the party had allowed to escape Dragon's attention. He'd killed some orcs. Bezog shifted in his saddle. Long rides he'd never gotten used to, but it was better than walking. He replaced his long face with a smile.
That obvious, is it?
You can't fool me,
she said, smiling back at him.
Dragon will be all right, Bezog. He's good.
He's lucky,
he replied, glancing over his shoulder. The party was spread out, but closing in on the village border.
And dangerous.
Bezog, they were orcs. Since when are you so compassionate about orcs? You've told me countless horrors about them. Why can't Dragon take them out? The best way to stop evil is to kill it.
Her jaw tightened.
I hate evil, and so do you. It causes all the terrible things. Good for him, I say.
Sasha,
he said, neat brows lifted.
Watch what you say.
Well,
she said, flipping her hair.
Shaman Brenwar killed some of them, and you would have too if you were there. Why can't Dragon?
He's not like us,
Bezog said with a sigh.
He's different. He's a dragon, the son of the King Dragon, and his standards are not ours. It's complicated. But as I understand it, the more Dragon kills, the more danger for the world.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. He's so young, and that's too much responsibility.
He's over 200 years old, Sasha. He has to do what dragons do.
Sasha's eyes got big at hearing how old Nath was. But she tried to cover up her surprise.
Dragons kill, don't they?
She said.
I really want to see them. Those two yellow ones were so magnificent. I only got a glimpse of them. What were they called?
Bezog wasn't fooled, but he let it go.
Golden flowers,
he said.
And yes, dragons kill, I suppose, but Nath is not like other dragons. He's a dragon born a man. He's special. We have to guide him. You understand that, don't you?
She said, mouth open, her smile gone.
Of course I do. I'm just talking to you, Bezog. I'm not a fool.
Sasha, you know that's not what I...
She rode away, auburn hair bouncing on her head.
Meant? Great Guzan.
His Sasha was miffed. It happened. Just not often, but when she was angry, she stayed that way a while. He let her go. She'd be back to give him an earful, but if she didn't come back within a reasonable time, he'd better go after her, or she might get even madder. The drizzle turned into rain and splashed off his robes. He sighed.
If I ever understand women, I'll be the world's most powerful wizard.
Everyone needed to be on the same page. Everyone had to keep an eye on Dragon. He was changing. For all Bezog knew, Dragon might be transcending into another age, from a young dragon into a mature one. And Bezog had already shared the secret about the ocular. He told Sasha and Brenwar. If they were going to work together, they'd have to trust each other. But they didn't tell Dragon they were working together to keep an eye on him. They didn't tell Ben and Garrison either. What they didn't know wouldn't hurt them. They'd be leaving the company soon anyway. He'd ridden onward alone for another hour, and Sasha hadn't returned. A strange feeling overcame him. The plains were open, but no one was in sight. Lost in his thoughts, he must have fallen behind.
I'd better go after her,
he said to himself. He snapped the reins. Another mile into his ride, the rain came down so hard it stung his face. Horse hooves splashed through the water. He couldn't see a thing.